Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
The Bible says in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, Daniel was called to interpret a dream of King Nebuchadnezzar's. But he saw this image. It had a gold head, and it had silver arms, and had a brass belly, and it had iron legs, and it had iron and clay feet. Now, we're looking back about 635 B.C., and Nebuchadnezzar had this dream, and Daniel was called out to interpret the dream. And here in the scripture, he's saying, Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. For he changed the time and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals the deep secrets of things. He knows what's in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God my Father. You have given me wisdom and might. You have now made known to me what we ask of you, for you have made known to us the king's demands." He's saying, "God, thank you because you showed me what this king's dream was." And here's the dream that the king had that I believe God put in his mind so that Daniel could interpret it. And here's what happened. He said, "The greatest kingdom is the kingdom of Babylon." That's the gold head. He said, "But you're going to fall. And the kingdom of Babylon will fall to something that is split. And it isn't going to be as great of a kingdom because it's silver. And that's going to fall to the Medes and the Persians." And up rose the Metro-Persian Empire. Of course, Daniel was dead by then. And he said, "And then that empire is going to fall to the brass belly." Now, if you don't believe the Bible, you ought to read the book of Daniel, because it tells history before it happens. And how can it tell history before it happens? Because God is in it. And he said it's going to be headed up by the Great One, and he will be cut down in his prime. Alexander the Great, the leader of the Grecian Empire, Greek. And he said, "And that empire will fall to a split empire that's made of iron, even lesser." And that empire was a Roman Empire. And it was split. It was split between the Roman rules and the church rules. And the Roman church has continued to be part of that. That's why he said there was another kingdom, and it was the feet were made of clay and of iron. That iron is still in there, and there's still influence from Rome throughout the entire world. And what he is saying, he says, "God, I want to thank you for giving me the interpretation of the dream." Well, Nebuchadnezzar wouldn't have that. So he built the golden image, remember? He said, "We're not going to fall to anybody. We're the Babylonian Empire." And he said, everyone made a decree that everyone should bow down to this golden image. But he did fall to the Medes and the Persians. They did fall to the Greeks. They did fall to the Romans. What this chapter is talking about, and the first six chapters in Daniel are talking about, is something that's deep. something that goes beyond our understanding, something that not only it doesn't take faith, but it does take understanding, because it's right here in plain black and white, and it's been there for almost 3,000 years. I believe we at Christians, if we want the very power of God, we can't just be scratching the surface. We must go deep. We must reach deeper than we've ever reached before. And it isn't just saying, oh God, help get me through this red light so I won't be late for work. Oh Lord, help me to finish this test on time. Oh Lord, help this or that. I mean, it takes fervency in prayer. And if you want to go deep, you go as Daniel did. You go deep into God and into asking God for direction. He didn't come out and just say, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, here's what your dream means. He came out in fervent prayer, and the Bible says, pray without ceasing. Have you ever had a night? I've had many, where God wakes me up at 4 a.m. and I pray. I was called to preach at 4 a.m. A lot of things have happened at 4 a.m. for me, because that's a time when it's just me and Him, and there's nothing else going on in the world but what's going on. We have prayed this church out of financial problems. We have prayed this church out of gossiping problems. Every problem that happens in the world comes into the church because we are human. But we can pray that spirituality of God imbinds us, and it comes out and it lifts us above any of those circumstances. I remember Dick Hefner usually sits right here. Malcolm Kennedy, who's been Debbie Guy's dad, who was our treasurer, been in heaven now for many years. He came to me and said, Pastor Fry, we need $8,000 by Monday to pay the church payment. That's what it was back then. And I said, what do we have? He said, after we pay the heat and the electric, we have nothing. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I mean the offering Sunday has to go to pay the heat and electric, and if the offering is what it's always been regular, which around here, this church, we can pretty much count on, it just evens out through the year. He said, we have nothing. And I said, well, Malcolm, let's me and you pray. And the prayer wasn't a surface prayer. The prayer was, God, we need you. I remember what I prayed that night. I said, Lord, I do my best to pay my bills, and this one's yours. And God, would you pay your bill? Because if not, it isn't me that's going to look bad. It's you that's going to look bad. And it was right around Easter, and we were taking a bus to Fort Wayne to see an Easter play. And I got on the bus, and it was Saturday afternoon we were going. We got out on the highway, and Dick Hefner calls me over. Dick is not a rich man, has never been a rich man. And he said to me, Pastor, we have $8,000 for the church, and we want to put it in tomorrow. Where do you need it to go? That does not come by surface praying. That comes by deep prayer. And I said, God just used you. And he said, I said, how can you do this? Because I wanted to know. And he said, well, she had an aunt that died, and we got some extra money, and God told us to give $8,000. God had planned to answer that prayer months and months and months before we ever prayed. That's how God works. And if we want to get down to what God wants, and what then we need to get down and we need to go deep, and going deep is going deep into prayer. I had Bonnie turn on a song yesterday on the way home from Columbus, and it was called The Unspoken Request. Sometimes we have a need that's so close to our heart that we don't know even how to speak it. We don't want to say it out loud. But as soon as you raise your hand with that unspoken request, it goes to the very throne room of God, and God does everything He can in order to make it happen. I have seen it. This altar, people come to it because we have seen God answer prayers. Elijah was praying in 2 Kings, and he said, and Elijah answered and said unto them, these are the people who are coming against him, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. And the fire came down from heaven and consumed them and his 50 men. That's prayer. Prayer will defeat your enemies. Prayer will take care of your financial needs. Prayer will lift you above your circumstances that you are having in a marriage. Prayer, deep prayer, getting down to God, solves everything. And I do believe this, that if you are a praying man and woman, and you don't just surface pray, but you go deep in prayer, your problems are solved. You can walk through life by faith, knowing that God has it. Even if you lose your job. Even if somebody dies. Even if someone's sick. You can walk through life and say, God has it. Our church is like any other church. We have people that need delivered from themselves. We have people that have a tendency to lie rather than tell the truth or exaggerate. And pretty soon after you cry wolf, wolf for a while, no one will listen. We have people that need an open road or a clear path so that they know where they're going, they know what they're doing, and God can open that road and make a clear path. When Bonnie went to California, she didn't know where that road was leading, but it led her to a better life for her family and her kids and herself. Did she want to go? No. Did I want to see her go? No. Did God put her there? Absolutely. We need deep prayer to remove temptations. Many men are into pornography. Some are into drugs, men and women and children. These things do not come out by surface prayer. They come out when we get down to business with God and we say, God, you have this, take care of it. There's no shortcuts. It's deep. And if you want to go deep, oh, you say, I want to study Revelation. I want to go deep. First thing you ought to do is get on your knees and go deep with God in prayer and say, God, I don't know if you're real, but show me you're real. And He'll show you He's real. You may not like what He shows you, but He will show you that He has this. Some of us need to pray, Lord, give me a view of eternity and take away my view of the world and its lust. Lord, give me a real vision of heaven. And you say, well, preacher, I want to pray. I want to learn how to pray. But I just don't know how to do that. Well, do you know how you talk to me? That's how you talk to God. Jesus prayed in the garden until He sweat drops of blood. It wasn't a surface prayer. It was a prayer that allowed Him to go to the cross knowing He was going to raise from the dead. But it's been debated how to pray. Some of you kids have been taught to bow your head and close your eyes. Some of you have been taught to fold your hands. Some of you have been taught to kneel down. All those places are places of prayer. But I read this one that was wrote back in the 1800s, and it kind of made a lot of sense to me. The proper way to pray. The proper way for a man to pray, said Deacon Lemuel Kays, and the only proper attitude is down upon his knees. No, I should say the way to pray, said Reverend Dr. Wise, is standing straight with outstretched arms and wrapped in upturned eyes. Oh, no, 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 said Elder Snow. Such posture is too proud. A man should pray with eyes fast closed and head contritely bowed. It seems to me his hand should be a studly clasp in front, with both thumbs pointing towards the ground, said Reverend Hunt. Last year I fell in Hodgkin's Well, head first, said Cyrus Brown, with both my heels a-sticking up and my head was pointing down. And I made a prayer right there and then, best prayer I ever said. The prayingest prayer I ever prayed was standing on my head. And I will tell you this. When you realize God's God and you're not, and you realize that there is a need that you have, then you go deep and you pray. And you say, preacher, I want to believe you, but I just don't believe. Then pray until you do. Pray until you do. Pray until the light shows through. My dad used to sing. But pray, pray, pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. And Lord, we can have everyone in this congregation that's a Christian has an answer to prayer like we just prayed. Lord, I've seen it in the hospitals. I've seen you remove the fear. I've seen it in the cemeteries, and I've seen you take away the grief. Lord, I've seen it with people that have lost everything they had. And you couldn't tell they'd lost anything because they still stayed right there with you. Lord, we live in a world that we need to pray deep. Not just now I lay me down to sleep, but real needs, real strengths, for real power from a real God. I ask you now to bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.